latest team news from clubcall.com. Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. An Algeria international, Riyad Mahrez, believes he is set to reap the rewards after adjusting to life at Man City. Mahrez has had a limited game time since City broke their club transfer record in July. By signing came from Leicester for £60 million, but the Algeria international claimed his first City goals on Saturday. And the second half brace helped the Premier League champions demolish Cardiff 5-0. The winger admits he's still getting used to City's style of play, but feels he is getting up to speed with the demands of the Premier League and of Pep Guardiola at such a top team. He told reporters, "It's not been a tough time for me. When you arrive at a big club, you have to adapt. The manager has helped me. In the last 2 weeks, I've felt a lot better. You can see that on the pitch. I never complain. I just work hard, but I have to keep going. Scoring is not a final thing." Moving on, and one player that Mahrez, of course, has been behind in the pecking order is that of Leroy Sané. But Sané is one player that has been involved in some transfer rumours of late. The latest is suggesting that the winger could be on his way to Italy, with reports claiming that Juventus are the one team that are interested in signing him. Juventus, of course, have already signed Cristiano Ronaldo this year, but it appears to be seen that whether they can get the funds needed to sign Sané or even tempt him away. And finally, then, into other news, and early team news ahead of the game against Oxford on Tuesday. Pep Guardiola has revealed that Aaron Muric could start, while Alexander Zinchenko, Danilo and Brahim Diaz are set to feature. He said, when speaking to the Manchester Evening News, "Maybe I can play Aaron, but I didn't make that decision. I want to speak with Xabi. I know clearly the guys in the first team that are going to play. Danilo is coming back. Olex and Brahim, some players that play Saturday, are going to play because they need the rhythm." That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.